Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Ken Heat bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Katie Tynan is our guest, our new friend. Soon to be not a new friend. We're going to get her back. She's got more to teach us. She's the author of Free Agent Nation. She is a free agent, and proud of it, apparently. And I have been, and I was when I was. Katie, I quit. Thanks again for staying with us. I quit being a free agent when I moved out of my home office downtown, opened up an office, and had regular customers that counted on me, and then hired an employee. I kind of moved over to not being a free agent. Named my business and said, I don't want to be a free agent anymore. I want to be a business owner. Many people do that, don't they?
They sure do, and you know,
God bless them, everyone.
You got to stay there. I said, you know, being a free agent is somebody who decides how they want to run their career. So you can do that as an employee, as we were just kind of talking about. You can do that as an independent professional. You can do that as a business owner.
For 16 years, Jeffrey Zabar has been a member of my Brain Trust. He's been on my show every other week talking about being home based. He's been a free agent for 25 years, doing what you do, writing and copywriting and special projects. And he literally is a 100% free agent and has been now for 26 years.
Yeah.
So, what do you talk about the future? What do you see the future? How do you see the future of employment / free agency?
That's a great question. And you know, you look at where we are right now, and you look at the generations of people who are coming into the marketplace right now. You look at the millennial generation. They don't want to have 40-hour a week, 9-to-5, sit in a cube job. And you know, I'm not sure that we did when we came into the workforce, but it's something that you're taught is the right thing to do.
Right.
But more and more with technology, and more with opportunities for entrepreneurship becoming easier, and also when you look at schools and universities are all building out programs to teach entrepreneurship. So we're literally educating a generation of entrepreneurs and free agents. And so I can't imagine that those people and those kids are going to come out of school and then say they're going to be satisfied working for somebody else. So I expect this trend to continue.
Well, let me give you an example of what our company does to sort of meet those people in the middle. We hire a bunch of young people, real young people, some of them often right out of college. And I try to help them understand how things are. I'm kind of the tough love guy around here, as you can imagine. But at the same time, you know, I tell them, you know, they don't have to be here at 8 o'clock because nothing's going on here at 8 o'clock. But I do expect them to, if we need to stay late, they stay late. And I don't keep up with their lunch hour. I just expect them to get their work done. If they need to take a day off to go somewhere, there's certain work that they still have to do that day. And so they take a laptop with them and do it while they're doing whatever else they're doing, if you see what I mean. So we're flexible in a lot of our work stuff, but they're still employees, and basically we pay them for 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of a marriage of the idea of flexibility, but still getting the work done.
Right. It's a mentality that I think you have to have, that you don't judge people by the amount of time they spend sitting in their chair. You judge them on the work that they do.
And of course, that's what you just described is the definition of a free agent. And what I described when I said 40 hours is the definition of an employee, because our relationship is flexible, sort of like a free agent, but still I expect they are working for me, and I don't expect them to work for anybody else. And so
but
the thing is that the whole workplace is going to move more in both of those directions, isn't it?
I agree.
Now if you got a Main Street retail store, that's different, isn't it?
Well, if you have a Main Street retail store, look, you've got to have somebody behind that counter. You've got to be behind that desk, whether that's you or whether that's somebody who works for you. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's choice, right? You, mm-hmm. if you choose to open up a Main Street business, you made that choice because that's a lifestyle you want to live. And that's the part to me that is the important part, is that people deliberately choose to work in the way and do the things that they want right. to do. So as a mom, it's super important for me to be home between the hours of 3 in the afternoon and about 6 o'clock at night. Those mm-hmm. are the most important parenting hours right. of the day. And there's not a company in the world who, as an employee, would say to me, oh, you know, Katie, it's totally fine if you leave at 2:30. And then,
well,
you know,
now that's not... Now, Katie, I'm going to push back on you because there are companies who would do that as long as you made that up late, at a later time. It would be
well,
a job...
True.
That you can make up at a later time. And this is what I was going to say. I don't think we're ever going to not have employees.
Yeah,
I do think
they're
going
true.
To be more free agents. But technology is allowing those two concepts to mush together.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I will say that 50%. So part of the research I did for the book was about companies that offer flexible work environments. And
right.
what you find is that a huge number of percentage of companies offer it, but they don't offer it to everybody. They
yeah.
offer it to 10% of the company.
Yeah.
You've got to
yeah.
get
were those big role. Companies or little companies?
It's all of you.
Okay.
It's
well, listen, I gotta wrap it up. Come back next time and we'll talk some more about that research. How about that?
That sounds great.
Give us the website again, please.
It is indieworking.com.
Indieworking.com. The book Free Agent is available wherever books are sold. Katie Tynan, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
See you later. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.